Are you with the shits? Because they are. Straight out of the Bronx. It's Heidi and Lexi. And you are now tuned into Ladies Pitch. Here's your host, Heidi Baby. And Lexi, the motherfucking savage.
What is up, you guys? Y'all already know what time it is. If you don't know, this is your favorite heavenless heathen, Lexi the motherfucking savage.
What up, what up? This is your favorite mommy, Heidi motherfucking baby.
Welcome back, guys. This is Throat Demon. We are back. Hello.
And we have a very special guest all the way from the land of Jaden Pinkett Smith, Baltimore's pride and joy. Introduce yourself.
Hello. I am Juice. Thank you for having me.
Give us your AK. Come on.
We're early.
Hugo, come on.
All right, Hugo. What are my
That's
AKAs?
That's our nickname for him.
I was really trying to get away from the AKs.
They call me the Nonchalant Don.
No, they don't call me that no more. Nonchalant Don and your favorite bearded hoochie. That's me.
What?
Yeah, you know.
I thought we was moving away from the hoochie.
I'm back.
Embrace it.
I'm back. I'm in Soho.
Hug it. Welcome back, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy Lunar New Year. The year of the rabbit. We're going to hop right into the shits, right, guys?
Yes. That's right. Yeah, how everyone's doing today? This beautiful day in New York City.
Amazing. We're good. We're amazing.
Amazing.
How's your year so far?
So far, so good.
Yeah?
Yesterday was, I just want to put this out there. I learned about a lot about myself as a sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
I have this really bad habit. It's been brought to my attention that I need to stop doing celebrity lookalikes with athletes.
Spot on. Pretty accurate.
Granted, it was spot on, but my apologies, not really, though, to Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles. I keep calling you 2001 Shamar Moore.
The entire night of the Giants
and Eagles game, I kept calling him 2001 Shamar Moore. And a friend of mine who's an Eagles fan is like, why you got to do my QB like that? He don't look like Shamar Moore. I'm not.
He really does.
My no, man, like you really Moore. Do.
No, not only were you comparing him to Shamar Moore, but you were pulling up a picture, a Google image of Shamar Moore.
I could do that right
circa
now.
2001.
I could do that right now.
When he was doing the shimmy.
So that y'all can see what the hell I'm talking Shamar. About, because it ain't just me.
But yeah. It's the light skin pose for
it's
me.
The pose.
It's the eyebrows, the eyes, the hairline. It's him.
It's Jalen Hurts.
That's his father.
Throw an Eagles jersey on this pic and y'all can't tell the difference.
That's his father. No lie.
So to all three Eagles fans in my life, I said what go. The hell I said.
But they spanked y'all yesterday.
I'm a Steelers fan.
Okay.
I'm a friend of the Giants, but yesterday I was like, I can't defend
we're
that.
Whatever by default.
Yeah, I'm wherever the good looking men are at. Like wherever the good looking players are.
So you're every fan.
I'm every fan.
So you wanna tell everyone how this whole Shamar Moore shit started?
Okay, so this started because somebody on Twitter posted like this slow motion video of Hurts. And I didn't know who he was, but I thought he was good looking. So I sent it in the group chat and I'm like, Lex, because Lex being a big sports fanatic, I'm like, Lex, who is this? Who's this? Giving her the eyes, you know, the creep eyes. Immediately, she's like, oh, that's Shamar Moore.
I said, that's 2001.
Yeah,
you can't leave that out.
And she burst my bubble. And then she sends a picture of him without a hat. And I'm like, disregard.
So you don't like Shamar Moore then?
Nah, he's not my cup of tea.
You don't want him to call you baby girl?
But you don't want him to do the Soul Train dance?
No,
pelvic thrust.
My type. No.
He was
the hip shimmy?
He's killing the pelvic.
He definitely was.
The fact that this man does not have sciatica is mind-blowing.
It's probably because all the dancing he did back in the day. Yeah. He's good.
He's worked all those.
He's limber.
Yeah, his hip muscles are.
His dick session is crazy, right?
He could be a belly dancer.
He probably could. That's cocaine. Give Shakira a run for his money.
That's cocaine.
Speaking of Shakira, can we talk about my girl Shakira real quick?
Before we get into that, guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram, Ladies Pitch, and on Twitter, Pitch718. So subscribe, share, review, all that good.
You can also find your respective hosts on Instagram and Twitter, where we are more than likely stirring some kind of pot.
Or eating strawberry jam.
Or eating... We're going to get to that.
That sounds so nasty.
But needless to say, follow us. Join us in the shits. We love it. Send the nudes.
Especially that.
Send the nudes.
Because when we first started the podcast, we were getting that. Because we were saying that.
Yeah,
y'all asking for male nudes?
No.
We asked for nudes.
Oh, we're not. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
We asked for nudes in general.
Yeah.
All right, demon.
And we were getting some A1 stuff.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, man.
Crazy. Wow.
The people were very generous with the nudes. So we thank you. If you feel like it, send the nudes. We'll critique them, help you out. Make sure your lighting is good. You get your angles.
Yeah. Make sure your room is clean before you send the nudes, though.
That's top of the line.
That's the Virgo in her.
Nah, but I feel you, because with my ADHD, if you send me a bomb ass like nude, if your room is in disarray, I'm going to focus on the disarray. I'm not going to focus on the bomb ass titties.
True.
I feel you. Yeah. Your floor can't be dirty.
Nah.
You can't have titties look good.
Yeah, you can't have a pile of laundry like in the background. It's going to drive me fucking crazy.
How far in the background? The titties is, yeah, that I can completely ignore the laundry.
Man,
I got ADHD, man.
I may not even see an actual corner of the room if the titties is nice.
To tell you how bad my ADHD is, one time I was looking for porn to watch, and I came across this one video. I was so distracted by the girl's eyebrows that I stopped what the fuck I was doing, and I sent it to Red. I'm like, yo, Red.
We were dying.
Let's chat about this.
Yeah, that's Lex.
Took a freaking brown Sharpie and just went.
Whoop. Yeah, it looked crazy. My mental dick went down.
Yo.
I started to hyper-focus on the eyebrows. Forgot what the fuck I was doing. Next thing you know, me and Red are like comparing this bitch's eyebrows to like different elements.
Yeah, it threw you off.
Yeah,
your game.
Yeah.
We were cracking
off.
Nah,
your mental dick went down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's 9 inches.
I've never heard anybody say that.
Really, like
my mental dick
real
went down.
Nasty women have mental.
I have
got it. You learn something new every day.
Shout
about
out
the
to the girl at the
to.
Bar yesterday. Damn, she was bad.
She
Hi,
was.
Wendy.
Her name was what?
Wendy.
Wendy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yo, you was
on it. The whisper.
On it.
The whisper.
Yeah.
It's impressive. You impressive.
You know, it really is.
Why?
I'm always in awe of you.
Why is
I
that?
Wish I had what you had.
Yo,
as a man.
I don't have anything.
You came, you saw, and you conquered.
And you conquered.
You, came,
you conquered.
You are the Christopher Columbus of pussy.
What?
Really,
even though you weren't the first one there.
You yeah. You conquered.
You did your thing, man. Round of applause.
I did nothing.
Alexander the Great is going to have a statue for you.
That's not for you, man.
I did nothing.
You need a holiday.
You're exaggerating.
You need a holiday.
Any day I don't got to go to work, I'm off.
You need a holiday.
Write that shit down.
You need a holiday.
Make sure it's a federal holiday. So we
but shout out to her. She took care of us, though.
She did.
Them drinks, they got to me. Them green tea.
It still baffles me. I ordered cocktails at a beer bar.
Listen, I told
ma'am,
her.
Ma'am, don't judge.
No, I told her, listen, bring whatever. He was like, as long as it's dark. I'm like, yeah, as long as it's dark, whatever. She was like, oh, I could make a drink, a cocktail. She calls it green tea, whatever. She just started making it. That's her signature drink.
Something real cute.
Yeah. And we have, like, bet.
It was good.
Yeah, but every time we go there, like, our main bartender, he's always concocting stuff for us and... Me and Red like
we
to day drink. And we always come out of there at 20 afternoon fucked up.
But you've seen her there before?
Yeah, I've seen her a few times.
I'm going back. Let me know when y'all go back.
Okay.
Baseball
whisperer.
Season's around the corner. We'll be there often.
Bet.
The Whisperer.
Whatever.
She's smooth with it too. She's like, yeah, write down your recipe and your number too.
That's what, yo, I was just
I didn't even peep the number comment. I didn't peep
that. Yeah, I peeped it.
But
she
got
peeped
that.
Everything. I
she got that
her,
early.
Like,
nobody care about them two scoops of sugar. We worry about the number.
Laughing, stuff. Are you laughing? I'm like, you know why I'm laughing.
I did the Larry David head.
The funny thing is that she be looking at me. I look at she's just looking at me like,
got him.
Whatever. Anyway, let's get into Shakira and what's his name? Strawberry Jam.
His name is
Gerard Piqué.
Piqué.
All right. So as y'all know, Shakira and her baby daddy, they've been together for like 10 years. They have 2 kids together. He's also like 10 years younger than her. They recently broke up, and apparently she revealed on a Spanish-speaking radio show that she knew something was up with her relationship because she came home from a trip, opened the fridge, and noticed that someone was eating her strawberry jam. Now, according to her, she is the only one in her household that eats this. Her kids don't like it, and I guess because, you know, he has a strict diet with, you know, playing soccer and stuff, he doesn't eat it. So she was like, I wasn't home. This wasn't me. Who was eating my jam? So she decided, based off of this, to hire a private investigator. And that's how she found out that her man was playing her with a 22-year-old.
Off the jam.
Off the jam. So I don't know if you guys heard the diss track that she did.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so Shakira did a diss. There's levels to this, Hugo.
Come on, man.
Tropicana, there's levels to this.
Not so, Tropicana.
She made a diss track on her, towards her baby father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she basically said that in the song, she's saying, I'm too much of a woman for you. Mm-hmm. I'm worth two 22-year-olds, alluding to his young new flame.
She even says his name.
But that's hate, though. Yeah. That's
both
hate.
Their names.
That's hate, though.
The best part is, this is where I appreciate messy, like messy celebrity breakups, because there's one line where she's like, you traded in a Rolex for a Casio. My man's turned around and got a Casio sponsorship for his company.
Damn, then he said,
80 and a third.
Then he said, Casios last a lifetime.
I like that. I like that.
She then said, you traded in a Ferrari for a Renault Twingo, which is like, I guess, the European version of like a Kia Soul. Mm-hmm. My man's pulled up to work the next day in a Renault Twingo car.
He's even pettier.
So it's like they're one-upping each other. Like, and then that's when she put the
witch in the balcony.
The witch on the balcony facing her mother-in-law's house, blasting the diss song on repeat. Yeah, and she was dropping bombs in this song. She was saying basically that he was the reason why she almost went to jail for tax evasion, because they defaulted on some properties. And
but she's kind of exposing herself too. Why,
listen,
why would she do that?
If there's one thing you got to learn about
Hispanic women,
Latin women, if I'm going to throw myself under the bus, I'm going to make sure you get ran over first.
We both going down again.
We both going down in flames.
And that makes perfectly good sense to everyone here.
I didn't say it made perfectly good sense. I'm just saying that's how.
I mean, I get that, that's just what it is. But how do you guys
logic
feel about
logic doesn't exist when we're angry.
Or when you're not angry.
I just need to know what the next move is going to be.
Okay, Michael, I have a question.
Yes, ask away.
So the 22-year-old was eating a strawberry jam?
Apparently.
Okay.
And
I have a problem with that.
And
why
also,
are you touching my jam?
She was coming to their house, their She's family the house. Home.
I don't care. Listen, fuck her. Don't feed her.
She fed herself. I'm pretty sure he didn't go offer her
the
jam.
He should have cut her off after that. Why are you eating 20... my wife's strawberry jam?
Like, you know pasate. Like, you're doing a lot, ma.
You, where's your loyalty?
You know what she's doing with the jam.
Fucking her and you.
Huh?
You know what's happening with the jam, man.
Let me tell you something.
They were probably using it.
If I come home, if I'm with someone and I come home and I see someone was fucking with my leftovers,
it's on.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
How old is this man?
Yo. I went toe-to-toe with my 4-year-old niece because she ate my leftovers once.
The baby.
It's my food. The baby. I love you, but I will buy you your own. Don't eat mine.
I can dig it.
I wouldn't be me if I wouldn't try to figure out what is his sign. So I'm not sure what
Shakira is an Aquarius.
Okay.
I believe her birthday is like February 4th or February
7th. He is
7th.
Also
an Aquarius?
He's February 2nd.
Oh, so they're both Aquarius.
Yeah.
So that's my moon sign. You know how we roll.
Aquarius when Aquarius don't work?
Signs don't. Aquarius are very like, they're really good at being emotionally detached. Mm-hmm. They can also be very calculating because we like to kick back and
watch everything.
Watch all the chaos ensue. And then we'll sprinkle in some our own chaos and walk away.
Her diss track will be this chaos. That's funny though. Y'all gotta send me the diss track.
It's in Spanish, but I'll definitely send it to you.
Listen, I'll get it.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Yeah, I mean, know woman spice in any language.
If he's gonna start coming to New York and hanging out with us, he gotta step his Spanish.
Yeah, we do.
Up, so
you do.
Oh, come on, Rosetta Stones.
Nah, get the Duolingo, bro.
Get me
Duolingo. It's free.
It's free.
But in common conversation, that's how you really pick up.
That's
on the
how
thing.
You really that,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's
right. So start talking that shit. I'll get a word.
All he's gonna do is answer C.
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 Say anything to him. He'd be like, si.
Si. Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Mami.
He's going to sound like Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah. Hola. Yo soy Miguel Bloomberg. Quiero ser tu alcalde.
I know Poppy. You know what I'm saying? I know that. Poppy.
I would hope.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
I would fucking hope like you knew that. Poppy.
Yeah. Don't worry. Next time y'all see me, fluent.
So, Juice, as a proud son of Baltimore.
Continue.
Wait, hold on, because I want to hear more what you guys have to say about this. Shakira?
You're dwelling on this. I like that. Go ahead.
Because it's kind of bugging me on the inside. Like, why are you feeding
she fed
her?
Herself.
Never mind that.
I don't care. She
you're
fed
fucking
herself.
Her on. Never mind the fact that you're fucking her on our bed where we created our kids.
We don't know these details. We don't know if it's
why are you letting this bitch eat my food?
No, you still brought her in.
And
the
there's Ring camera footage apparently, and like Zoom footage of this girl coming in and out of the house, and he paid for her lip fillers.
Oh, that was slight.
I mean,
a little lip filler. That's slight.
I would expect that you're getting something out of it if you're sleeping with someone that has money.
Why
a millionaire?
Why can't the dick? Well, just she's be what you get?
She's like the main breadwinner in that dynamic.
Oh, Shakira.
Yeah.
Oh, but either way, he's a football
player.
Yeah,
I mean, but it's
I say football because I got to respect my
football,
South American and Jamaican friends.
So he plays soccer professionally.
Yeah.
He got a couple dollars.
He got money.
He's not Leo.
It may not be Shakira money, but he has a couple dollars.
He ain't
dollars.
Leo Messi.
I'm sure. But he's messy. He getting the shit up.
Oh, he definitely
he
messy.
He messy, but he's messy.
He messy. Shit up.
I like it.
He was at a sports event and he was looking crestfallen, sitting in like the. Remember when Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey broke up and he was at the Lakers game and the camera panned on him and he looked distraught. That's how.
Know that.
That's how Piqué looked. Piqué was like,
so I was in a relationship where we were petty with one another. Like if he did something, I was gonna try to do something worse, then he'll do it. Like that was 8 years of that, right? So I get it. Like that's exhausting. It really
y'all
is
did
draining.
That the whole time?
It sounds draining.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. Maybe for like six and a half, 7 years.
So the majority
snack
of it, y'all just being petty.
Snack hoarder?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Snack why did he hoard the snacks? I'm sorry, no, we're not breezing by that. Why do you call him the snack hoarder?
I hate you.
I hate me too. Plot twist.
Why do you call him the snack order?
First of all, she nicknamed
that's the nickname.
Because, oh my God. So we used to live with one another or whatever, his sister. And his nephew would come over and sometimes stay there. And his nephew, you know, he's a kid. He was a kid at the time. Mm-hmm. And he used to buy like, my ex used to smoke weed or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he would buy mass snacks or whatever for his munchies. And his nephew would like eat the snacks. So he would be arguing with his nephew about eating the snacks. So he started taking the snacks and hiding them in the bedroom, in our bedroom, so his nephew wouldn't get to
him. Y'all don't feed these kids nothing. God.
I told Lex that story and she nicknamed him.
The snack order.
Snack order.
Yeah. Yo, your nickname game is gold.
Mm-hmm. So. Everybody get a nickname.
So are they separated already?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They divorced?
They were never married.
Oh, they weren't married.
They were never married. I guess they had like something of a common law marriage because they were together over 10 years.
Oh, Latino shit, yeah.
Yeah, you know how we do.
Yeah, we together 4 years.
We got two kids and keep it pushing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm just curious to know how things are going to play out in regards to like custody of the kids and who gets what, because I don't think Shakira's going to take any of this laying down.
She gotta give him something.
She's definitely not.
I hope that Strawberry Jam Company gives her a sponsorship of some kind.
They should. They should totally. They should name a jam after her.
Yeah. That's not shaking strawberries.
And then deliver a box to Piqué and her mother-in-law. Like, here you go.
Con Dios.
At what point does the petty stop?
Never.
It
never does?
When the hurt is
really?
The hurt is healed.
Okay. All right.
You're talking to somebody who stole the buttons off of someone's stove.
Would they? Don't even answer that.
Yeah.
Don't answer that.
When you you know what you gotta do? You gotta fuck somebody else.
To get to fuck them to do what? To add to the petty?
To get over it.
So get under someone to get over it.
Un clavo saca otro clavo.
Yeah. That's what you gotta do.
See.
That's what you gotta do. I think. I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's not healthy.
That's not healthy advice. At all. Don't come to me for advice because I'm going to give you. It's not
relationship advice from Haiti Baby.
Do not ask Haiti Baby for any type of relationship.
Do not ask
advice.
Any of us for relationship
do not.
Advice.
Yeah.
I encourage breakups.
No, it depends. On good days, I give really good relationship advice because I'll get in my relationship back. But for the most part, like, I'm jaded. Don't ask me for
I don't. Break up.
It depends. What type of
if I hear more than two complaints about your significant other, break up.
You always on breakup mode.
Break up. Like, what are we doing?
Nah, I'm with it. If you always complaining, two complaints.
Fix it or break up. Break I don't want to hear about it. Break up.
We want to hear solutions.
It depends. It depends what type of mood I'm in. It's either.
Or cheat.
It's either I'll break give you up. Good advice or, cheat. Or I'll tell you, let's go run them over.
Or cheat.
Or cheat.
Do what you want to do. That's what I say. Do what you
I thought
want.
Black men don't cheat.
Who said that? Is that what they said?
That's what
unless you get
that's court. The word on the Twitter street.
He said unless you get caught.
Yeah, he on these Twitter streets.
I don't know. It's a bunch of young kids on the Twitter streets. I can't. They're stupid.
Yeah, I can't keep up.
They're idiots though.
I be reading some of these tweets and it makes my back hurt.
Cause they stupid. I'm sorry, them kids are stupid.
Oh man, God bless them. So Jules, Lex got something set up for you today.
Hi.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
So, Capri Sun, Minute Maid, proud son of Baltimore. I couldn't help but notice listening to you and following you for almost 3 years now.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a certain disdain for a couple of women who hail from your neck of the woods, right?
That is rumored to be true.
I have a little game I'm going to play with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Can he give us a little background, though, as to, like, where did that come from?
Where did the hate? Thing?
Yeah.
The two women.
You speak about it on your pod. Yeah. Right? If you guys don't already know, Chilling with Juice.
And I'm leading with love. But, it's not really hate.
Okay.
But it's an extreme dislike.
Solution 2023.
It's extreme dislike.
Okay. Where did that come from? Like, because you actually recorded, like, an entire episode just blasting Jada.
Because she was a horrible person at that time. Yeah. Red Table Talk was one of the worst things that happened to society.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. No, all that was wrong. They should have never done that.
For what it's worth, I'm with you. I'm not a fan of hers either. And when that whole Oscar thing happened, yeah. I was the only one. Like, initially, Haiti was like, nah, he's defending his woman. I'm like, nah, she's evil. Look at her. And then, the next day, I guess Haiti saw more of the footage. She's like, nah, so what you meant?
Yeah, she just was laughing, there really and smiling. Demonic and all that. Will Smith had the cleanest image of any person you've ever seen in life.
Yeah,
he really did until that.
Then you that no, mm-hmm. that's her doing.
So I like it. If I you like guys it. Haven't figured it out yet, one of the women
is Jada Pinkett Smith,
mm-hmm. wife of Academy Award winner Will Smith,
mm-hmm.
and the other woman, who by the way, congratulations are in order, Chrisean Rock, is pregnant.
Oh, he did a deep sigh.
Is pregnant with the alleged child of
alleged.
One-hit wonder rapper Blueface.
I don't claim that Pisces woman.
She's a Pisces?
No, no, claim her. No, claim her.
Her and Tristan.
When is her birthday?
Beginning of March, I think.
Claim
Fuck,
her.
Fuck, she's a March Pisces. Yeah.
Claim her.
No.
Claim her. As a Zodiac warrior, claim her.
And I'm going to just say, Zodiac warrior.
Claim her.
I'm going to just say right now, I don't agree with anything that's, you know, I do truly do think that she has a lot of mental issues that are unresolved and everything. But I kind of do see myself a little bit in her, like when I was younger in a relationship.
Yo.
No, seriously.
To say you see yourself.
Yo, you are toxic.
I'm not saying fully. No, I'm saying fully like in, you know, being impulsive and not thinking things through before, you know, and just
so you see like a reflection of what it used to be.
Yeah. Just subtract the whole like drinking problem that I think she has and just.
And the fact that she won't
be belligerent
when
she's drunk.
March 14th. Oh, yeah, see? Pisces.
Yeah.
Just put your tooth in your mouth. Be crazy, be stupid, be pregnant. Just
that's
put your tooth
thing.
In your mouth.
Why the tooth gotta come out?
Why are you popping it out?
She popped, like, that tooth came out when she was on
a. She got into a fight, right? So I get it, things happen. But you mean the Lord bless you with teeth. Somebody knocked it out, you were able to get another one, keep it in.
That part.
You don't love it. I'm sorry, you don't care about yourself. And nobody around cares
about
you. And
I saw that clip of her eating pizza and choking. It's like,
yeah, when she behaves that way, I'm like, what is she doing? Even when she was on the podcast recently, what's it called? No Jumper,
mm-hmm.
The recent one.
Yeah,
she was on there cough. Like, she didn't even cover her mouth. It's just nasty. But anyway, proceed.
So I have a little game for you, right?
Okay.
I'm gonna read a quote.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me which of your Baltimore beauties said it, okay?
Okay. I will do my best. I will do my best. Hopefully, I'm well-versed in my two favorite Baltimore women. So you got it.
So you're going to read a coin. He has to decide if Jada
or Krishan said it.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Can he phone a friend?
Nah.
Okay. No. He can't.
Don't worry. No, it's all me. I'll take this one.
He's going.
I'll take it. No, I'll take this one.
I have faith in.
I'll take this one.
I got faith in Hugo over here. First quote.
Okay.
My belief is that communication
Jada.
Is the best way to create strong relationships.
Jada.
Yeah.
And I say that because Krishan don't even talk like that.
Yo, she really said that, but she doesn't create strong relationships.
Look at her. Red table talk. She really is. He cried on the table. Come on, man.
And this is me talking about a fellow Virgo, Loach.
Come on. No, drag her. She needs to be dragged, demon. Come on.
She's evil.
Drag
she's
her.
She's evil.
That's shit.
She is.
That's shit.
She is.
She's very manipulative.
Very. Yeah, oh, my God.
She's a horrible individual.
Like, she displays textbook behaviors of a sociopath.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very much so.
Yeah.
Okay, next book. Yeah. I like this game.
As a young, black, beautiful woman, I am a survivor. Since I didn't have the childhood I should have had, I am going to have the future that I deserve.
Krishan.
How do you feel about that quote?
Can you read that one more time?
She's not living her, whatever she's trying to...
I'm going
to
read it again.
She's not living her raps.
As a young, black, beautiful woman, I am a survivor. Since I didn't have the childhood I should have had, then I am going to have the future that I deserve.
She don't live her raps.
Deserve.
She's getting on Zeus and acting an ass. She's not living her raps. You deserve this? No. No.
And how you feel about Zeus Network?
Yeah, no, I feel like the creator of Zeus or that show is Mona Scott's nephew, and she's also one of the worst things that ever happened to us. Look at all them Love and Hip Hops. Come on, man.
How many Love and Hip Hop spinoffs are there?
Oh, I don't know.
Like 37 cities.
There's the original one. There's Atlanta. There's L.A. There's Miami.
There's L.A.? I had no idea.
It was L.A. Yeah, that's when Ray J was on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Atlanta.
Oh, okay. That little face in the one on that one.
Isn't there a Houston one? Am I wrong?
It might be. I don't know.
I'm going to double check that because we were talking about this at work the other day. And I was like, yo, between that and The Bachelor, the fact that it's still going.
Even Bad Girls Club is still going.
This morning I was flipping the channels and I saw a commercial for, because I haven't watched Love & Hip Hop in forever, but I saw a commercial for Family Reunion, Love & Hip Hop. And it's like Jim Jones' mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I guess like now their mamas and their family members.
Have we done enough? I think we've caused enough.
Jim Jones still kissing his mama?
Oh my goodness.
I don't know.
Jesus.
You think she'd be the one braiding his hair like that?
Oh, my God.
Oh. She braids it and brushes it back.
Brushes it. That's where they got the inspiration for Shamar Moore's hairpiece in Mad Black Woman.
Tyler Perry did him dirty.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler picked handpicks all those wigs.
Tyler Perry told Shamar Moore. How do you want to do your hair for the movie? Do the Jim Jones. Say less.
The lace front.
The braids done, brush them.
Lace front cornrows. That's horrible.
All right, next
one. He was starting at his eyebrows. All right, next one.
Uh-oh.
Love is what sometimes holds us and binds us when we're not happy.
Krishan?
No.
Jada Pinkett.
Jada.
Wow.
That definitely sounds like a Jada.
Love is what sometimes holds us
and binds us when we're not happy.
I feel like that's what she told Will after he smacked Chris Rock.
That's
I feel like she's probably told Will that several times within their marriage. Yeah.
And August.
Ooh. Yeah. How can we forget about August?
August.
Wow.
He date men now, don't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for him.
She didn't officially say it.
Good for him.
Yeah. Did
he?
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a whole interview and he introduced his boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
I thought I sent that to you.
No, I saw it. But then later on, they were saying that he never really officially said, like, this is my boyfriend.
No, he did. He did.
And then they have a music video together, I saw.
Him and his boyfriend?
Yeah.
That is amazing. I like that.
Yeah. Good for him. I love that journey for him.
Look what Jada's doing.
Listen, whatever. If you like it, I love it.
There you go.
But I'm saying she hurt that boy.
She did.
Bad. She used him. Wow. He was a minor.
Was he? Because he was friends with Jaden.
Yeah, that was her
right?
son's friend. You are you. That just adds to your disgust.
Like you're creeping up on your kid's friends.
Your kid's
That's
friends?
Weird.
He's a horny old lady.
That's weird behavior.
Yeah, that is.
Just even nasty. For an eccentric like her.
Just nasty.
Quote unquote eccentric.
Disgusting.
Poor Will.
Next We're going to do one more for the road, okay?
Okay.
Take a deep breath and say thank you to God real quick. It would make that deep breath feel like a breath of fresh air.
Damn, that's a little hard.
I don't think that's Jada. I think that's Krishan.
It is Krishan.
And all these quotes were before she met Blueface.
No, if you watch interviews with her now,
yeah,
there are times when she speaks on like God and her faith, and yeah. she's like, she seems to be like
grounded.
You know,
well, she has like those moments of clarity.
Yeah.
Was she pregnant?
No, but even before.
But well, she gonna stay in this. She gonna stay in this. This don't end.
How y'all feel about this whole pregnancy situation? I don't know if you guys, I think I sent it to you.
Yeah, Blue you Face, were the one that told me, and then I sent it to him.
The breaking news yesterday, Krishan Rock revealed that she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then right away, Blueface was like, it ain't mine. It ain't my baby.
Immediately.
And they were going back and forth on social media. It was so messy. I'm like, my God, she don't even got the sonogram done yet.
He already saying that. Well, he may know something that we don't.
That's what he was saying, that she's been, all this time, she's been making it seem like she's all about me, but she's all about everybody but me. And yeah, they're just slinging.
She has your entire face.
Which is
tatted.
Which is insane. Idiotic.
Insane.
Like when she, I mean.
He put his face on her tooth.
The one that she won't put in her mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's why she won't keep it in her mouth then. Maybe she don't
if
want
she
that.
She gets mad at him. She
go to the
Because he tells her to take, because he likes her without the tooth.
But why? But
I don't
why?
Know. I'm sorry. You guys
different.
Know how I feel about fucked up teeth.
Yeah.
You guys know how I feel about fucked up teeth. Let some guy tell me, take your tooth out. I'm like, I'm going to take your teeth out.
Yo, telling somebody you like them without their tooth.
Words
better.
That will never escape my mouth.
You imagine like, pop your
she
tooth
has,
out real quick.
She has several tattoos though. She has his face and she has his name. She has his face, I think, like twice. And then she has his name like three times. His name is Jonathan. So she has like a Jonathan, I think, somewhere here. Then his face. And then Jonathan somewhere else. Yeah. Then she has Jonathan's. Like
no,
here.
She doesn't.
Yo,
yeah.
She is wild.
She's wild.
Yeah. I saw an interview with her where she was like naming all the tattoos.
Pisces women, we got to do better.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even.
We
got to
do better,
her,
guys.
I can't claim her, man. This is horrible, bro. Mm-hmm. This is horrible. This is worse than I thought.
What's his sign?
He's Aquarius. Mm. All right. So just because I knew we were going to have this conversation, whatever, about them, I did watch some of the interview, the No Jumper interview. So after she was taken out, whatever.
Hold off.
Yeah, basically. She was acting crazy. They were speaking with him, and he was basically saying that, like, he knew that she always had problems, that she had mental issues. Guess that he's the only one that's patient enough to like deal with her because no one else has the patience to deal with her. At one point, the host of the show, I think his name is Sharp, he was like comparing them to Bobby and Whitney. He was saying that they're like the new age.
I mean, they're probably Bobby worse than Whitney. Bobby and Whitney.
But Bobby and Whitney are talented.
True. True, you have a point.
Well, today you don't have to have talent.
You're absolutely right. And this is one of the many things that pissed me off about the current social media instant gratification culture.
You don't have to have talent.
You don't got
to
work for it.
Anything. You just do something stupid.
Yeah. That's it. Capitalize on your stupidity.
But it's not necessarily, I don't think it's necessarily that he has patience either because Aquarius are emotionally detached.
Mm-hmm. But the thing that pisses me off about, again, not siding with either one or whatever, but what pisses me off about her announcing her pregnancy and then him going, flying off the handle and tweeting, that's not my child. He was like, and he said on the interview as well that he's caught her with several guys. He said, the host asked him, have there been any rappers in her DMs ever DMing her? And he was like, yeah. He was like, there's been famous rappers in her DMs. Like, and he was like, I get mad at her because they're DMing her. I didn't understand the logic behind that. He was like, I get pissed at her because rappers are DMing her.
Because people do what they get away with. And the fact that, how are they so comfortable to have all these different people DMing you? Maybe that's what he's trying to say.
Well, I don't know. He didn't really like explain too much of it, but he was saying that he was like, yeah, I get mad at her because they're DMing her. And one of the people that started following her, because they asked them, they were like, oh, how do you feel about Drake following her? Because Drake started following Krishan.
And Drake is petty.
On Instagram. So he was like, oh, how do you feel about Drake?
I don't even
Drake?
Waste my petty with that, though.
Yeah. Like, but it was, he said it's because, I guess, I don't know if they had some type of like beef or something.
Blueface and Drake?
Yeah. That's what he insinuated.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know what.
Why would Drake have some
He didn't get into it, but he said that he feels like that's why he started following. He was like, oh, Drake has an infatuation with him. I'm like, Drake have an infatuation with you, my man?
Drake!
Blueface, baby.
But yeah, she's been trying to get pregnant. There's nothing new. Supposedly, they got that show, Crazy in Love, was to follow their journey of her trying to get pregnant. So I don't know why.
I heard she had 3 abortions. And
she did.
And she was like, I don't want to do that again.
So he's acting brand new, and I don't like that. That's the part
don't like. I mean, but here's the thing. They're both very toxic people. And then together, it's like the toxic Olympics.
I just want them to end it.
And I see...
Or do it so that we don't see it.
Yeah, like my thing is... You have a lot of people defending one side, and I'm like, but they're both a hot fucking mess.
I just want them to go and jump in a Negro.
And their families have both been involved. Like, there's been altercations. Like, there was a viral video.
Yeah, he
video
knocked
where
out her
he
pops,
out
no?
Her father. But I'm
yeah,
saying,
yeah,
like,
I did see that.
That poses the question, though. At what point, like, do you say this, like,
enough is enough?
I'm pretty sure we've all been in, like, have you been in like a toxic relationship?
Yeah, of course.
Have you been in a toxic relationship? Yes. Have you been in a toxic relationship? Okay.
If a girl knocks my mother out, we're not going to get back together.
Right.
Yeah.
What? I'm.
You got to have a line somewhere.
Yeah. Physical.
You
got to
have a fucking line somewhere. And you know what's funny? All the stuff that I know about these two people has been against my will.
I actually have them blocked, but I keep
they keep coming
through on the timeline.
Haiti
I got them muted on it.
Haiti was laughing at me because over Thanksgiving, I let her see the list of the muted words on my Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We have a video of me reading the muted words.
They're on there, and I still get these motherfuckers on my timeline.
Yeah.
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 But, you know, needless to say, the list is like 40 words long.
I got 40 phrases. List is crazy. Yeah. With all the muted things.
But it's like the words that I have on there. She's like, really, bitch?
I'll give you one of them.
What?
Bible.
Well, listen, the Bible thumping Twitter people,
they are
annoying.
Yeah.
When they get on there, start talking that religion shit.
Bible, Christianity, capitalism.
We're here for the jokes and Twitter porn.
Yeah, that's all
I
want.
All that Bible scripture shit.
Yeah,
give me the memes, give me
that.
The porn. Yeah. Give me my sports stuff. You can keep everything else.
Self-righteous asses.
But when is it enough, though? Like, you know, in a relation, that type of relationship. Like,
when
do you
they
say
don't have
it's
boundaries.
Time for me?
But that's the thing. When you're in a toxic relationship, you have to tell yourself when it's enough.
But isn't Blueface the same guy that kicked his mama out the house?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's it.
But we don't know what his mother did.
True.
We don't know.
For you, what's like the breaking point when you're like...
When I got to call the police on you.
Oh, yeah.
You put your hands on me, you're going to jail.
He's infamous for wanting to call the...
Have you done it before?
Have I called the police?
On a woman before?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, proud police supporter.
So what would a woman have to do?
Yeah,
for me, it's the complete opposite.
Complete.
For me, the boundary, when I am on the verge of calling Lexi and tell her I'm about to become a felon, that it's done. I have to stop.
Didn't you chase your ex-boyfriend around the house with a knife?
Yeah. And I broke down the door.
How fast are you? You look pretty nimble.
She's very, like, quick because she's small.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm angry.
And she has, like, this move.
No, she's a... No. Your demon is a little... Yeah. She's very calculating.
That's what it is.
Like, that's what it is. That's why, like, for me, it's different. I'm impulsive.
Yeah.
She's going to sit back and think about how she's going to do it.
And here's the thing.
You
know,
I
can see what I was
You know, there's a list with serial killers, and they say like the number one serial killers are either Pisces or
Sagittarius.
But the Virgos are kind of low because it's not that there aren't Virgo serial killers, it's because they don't get caught. They're calculating, they take their time, they think. We don't do that.
y'all just kind of just go.
It's like, it's gonna, that's it.
Yeah.
So it's like, we gotta be better. Water signs, we gotta get better.
Yeah, we're very. Okay. It's like, I'll do something, like I'll hurt you. I'm not saying I've never hurt, and I've never, you know, done anything like that. But I'm saying, like, I know how I am. So I will hurt you and then I'll cry about it. Like, why did you make me do this to you?
Oh, no, not me.
Yeah.
I'll walk away and be like, okay, I'm done. Go get a Starbucks coffee. Go write about my day.
You know, my sister does that. Jeremy Renner. No.
Oh.
She almost set her ex on fire. And she was like, look what you made me do.
Yeah.
How do you almost set someone on fire? Like, how do you not actually?
Oh, you haven't met her sister.
You haven't met my sister.
Your next year.
One day you'll meet
your
her.
Next year, we'll introduce you to Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner has done a couple things. Is this the same person she cracked ribs?
Yeah, she broke his ribs.
She cracked his ribs and he stayed to almost be set on fire?
Yeah.
They always stay with her.
We can't get them to leave.
They don't leave.
Yo.
Straight masochist. Yeah. Yo. Yo. But wait, so tell us about a time that you had to call the cops on a woman.
A woman physically assaulted me. 911 was called. It's kind of.
Did she punch you?
She touched me in an assaulting way. I like to use legal terms that the police and lawyers give you.
Okay.
And you can't hit a woman, right? Well, you're not supposed to, for real. You're looked at as you hit a woman, you're bad, you're a woman beater. But she hit me. So you should, like, a natural reaction is to you hit back. So I didn't want to swing back. I called the police. You gotta get out of here. You gotta go.
Now.
You can't stay here. You can't hit me, then stay and think I'm finna talk to you. Bitch, have you lost your mind? You're going
to
jail.
That's a fact.
You're going to jail.
I have a follow-up question.
That. You're going to prison.
Question.
And I come. The problem is, with men, a lot of men don't follow up. Like, they may call the police, and when it's time to press charges,
you make the court appearances.
They go the way. I'm there.
You wear a shirt and tie?
I'm here. Oh, I'm selling it. Don't worry about it. I'm a victim.
Do the little dry tears.
You want Michael Jordan tears?
Gotta sell it. I'm not playing. You don't put your hand, because I won't hit you. Don't do that.
I respect it, though.
I respect it as well. Yeah. You know, it's about respect. Don't put your hands on me.
Thanks.
But I have a follow-up
especially
question,
just when words were said.
It's going to be a toxic mm-hmm. question. After you call the cops on them, you get them arrested, you follow up, made the court appearances, do you hit it again?
No. I don't want nothing to do with you. No. Okay. I had to call. I had to take off of work.
You are a sick, sick girl.
Ma'am. No,
you,
I'm asking.
Ma'am.
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 That's a legit question.
Do you see the twinkle
in her eye?
You know
why that's a legit question? No, hold on. That's a legit question. You know why? Because I run into a lot of men that are turned on by crazy. And I'm telling you from experience, like, when I've acted crazy, men have been like, yo, that turns me on so much. I'm just telling you from my experience. Seriously.
I wish nothing but the best for them.
I'm just asking you.
No. Because I'm no longer attracted to you at that point. You let a word or whatever it is get you to that point.
Yeah.
How can we go back to being anything like civil now?
I agree.
If something like this erupts you, you go, no.
I agree too.
No, you can't have a simple conversation.
I'm not being with a woman.
You a snitch.
I mean, a man.
Yeah, you call the cops on me. That's it. I'm taking the
big time.
Taking the pussy bag.
Takashi.
Throwing it in your spending the night bag.
Yeah, you call the cops on me. Nah.
Even though it was deserved because of something you did.
Yeah.
You got the nerve to want to take something.
But did you die?
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
But did you die?
Got it. We don't know because I called the police.
Well, you're gonna be making court appearances, so you're alive and well. Right?
I'm fine.
You live to see another day.
Pressing the charges.
And today we strayed further away from the Lord's light.
We always.
On the Lord's Sunday.
On the Lord's Day of all days.
Mm-mm. Fellas, call the police, man. Don't be afraid. Women talk mad shit, which makes men not want to do certain things.
Right.
They make them feel like, oh, you're not a man because you did X, Y, Z. That's fine. You hit me. You didn't treat me like a man. So you're going to get locked up and get sent to the woman's jail.
Juice is encouraging men to do a lot of things this
year. I'm encouraging men to be emotional. I'm encouraging men to express their emotions, cry, sell it, hold grudges. Don't just be so forgiving. Follow up with that shit. You did something to me, you know what? I don't want to talk to you right now. And I just can't. I just can't.
Yo, I'm going to be doing that all year.
I cannot. I can't. You hurt me. I can't talk to you. No. Oh, you know, listen, I don't need clothes. I need you to leave.
Vulnerability is the new black.
Be it. Be it. And don't let a woman manipulate you to say, oh, you's a bitch. Because that's the thing. A woman calls a man a bitch because of how he acts or what he shares. So be a bitch. Be the best bitch you could be.
Be a bad bitch.
Be the baddest bitch.
Drink a mimosa.
Be it. So get a cocktail at a draft house.
Yeah.
Do it.
That's your advice for the men this year?
Absolutely. Show your feelings. Yo, if you have them, you have them. Don't hide them because somebody say you weak for showing them. Do that shit.
No, I agree. I like my little emotional little transparency. Men. Yeah. I like it.
I don't believe that one bit.
What?
For what it's worth,
like
guys.
That I don't like
emotion across the board makes me uncomfortable.
What is?
Emotion across the board makes me uncomfortable.
Agreed.
I think you've gotten better at it, though.
Yeah, you have. You have.
You've gotten way better at it.
And you know that we tell you, like, in the group chat sometimes. Yeah. Like, oh, growth. Or even, like, me and you, like, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Growth.
Growth.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, it's growth.
I think the podcast has helped, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It only took 36 years.
Wait, getting back to why do you think I don't like emotional men?
I just don't see it in you. I just feel like if a man is emotional, he's going to get on your nerves. And you don't want to deal with that.
That's not true.
Okay. I could be wrong. I don't think I am, but I could be.
But there's emotional there's overly emotional.
No, emotion is an emotion.
There's checks and balances.
So now it's the degree of emotion.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, so let's just say you date a woman that's emotional, right? Like I'm an emotional person.
You're emotional shaming.
No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm an emotional woman, right? But let's just say you were dating a woman that's crying all the time and always acting on her emotions all the time. Mm-hmm. That's overly emotional woman.
Correct.
Now, if there's a woman that like pick and chooses when she wants to be emotional about certain things, that's just an emotional woman.
You know how she said emotions across the board? That's mm-hmm. how I am. I don't care if it's 10 or 2. I really don't like emotions either. So your 2 could be over emotional for me, just like that 10 could be.
It's not that I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable because growing up, I've had to suppress a lot of expressing of my emotions.
And me, like, because
I come from a family of very emotional women.
Mm.
Very emotional women.
I believe.
And my reaction to that was to not show emotion, to counter
all that emotion that you're seeing. Yeah.
Because somebody got to be the voice of reason. And it's sad to say that I had to recognize that at a very young age.
Mm.
And I feel like that arrested development.
Mm-hmm.
was very prevalent as a kid with the whole properly expressing yourself. Oh, I am sad because of this. This made me angry because it made me feel this way. Because when I would try even, it's like, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know better. Like, it's good.
Yeah, they were dismissive.
We still very get that dismissive. Now. Yeah. A lot of people dismiss that shit now. I really try to avoid emotional situations at all costs. I hate it. It also makes me uncomfortable because I don't know what to do. Like, someone just start crying in front of you. What you supposed to do?
Well, Lexi likes to pat people with a broomstick from 5 feet away.
I do the awkward little pat. I do the awkward pat. Like, no. We were on the phone yesterday. You know, she's had a really rough week. And I'm like, get dressed. Get out of the house. We're going to go drink beer and be men. Please? Okay. Thank you.
I like that.
I was like,
yeah, that's what she
said. I don't know what to do.
Very good. She offered a solution.
Yeah.
But even with female friends, I don't like, we've had like emotional conversations and we've been like vulnerable with one another. Because we have like, it's okay. But then there are some friends that I have that are like overly. And then I can't deal with that.
We're empaths too, so we take a lot of that.
Soak in a lot of like people's energy. Yeah. So if you're overly emotional or whatever, like I start feeling like that, even though I'm not the person going through whatever, I start feeling like I'm going through the problems too. So that's why sometimes I have to step back and be like, "All right, you're being too much right now," and just my energy is at zero, and I can't do it. Yeah. But yeah. I need my men to be a little emotional. You a little too cold and too distant. That's not good for me. That's not, I don't like it at all.
It's like yin and yang. It's a yin and yang.
Yeah.
Because I don't express myself. If I'm with a guy who doesn't either, we're getting nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Nowhere.
Oh, it makes sense.
So I do need that, you know.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I just don't like it.
It's like the lyric from that Pink song, you punched a hole in the wall and I framed it.
Yeah.
That would be something I would do.
Pretty dope, actually.
Because I want to be able to do that.
I get it.
You want to punch a hole in the wall?
No, like be able to be
we're gonna frame
expressive and emotional and passionate about something not sports related. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm like, oh, shit, I was able to do this. Let's commemorate it.
That's one of the reasons why I've avoided relationships too. And I go to therapy or whatever every week, right? And that's one of the things I tell my therapist, like, why I'm avoiding relationships or even getting that deep with someone where it feels, I guess, relationshipy, because I'm like that. Like, I'm very all or nothing. Mm-hmm. So if I feel like you're not like that, then it's just like, I don't even want to take it there. You understand what I mean?
Got you.
Like, I don't even want to dip my toe in the water.
Yeah.
You know, and she's encouraging, like, listen, you have to date. You have to keep in mind, like, you date, you meet people. If it doesn't work out, it just doesn't work out. Just cut it. You move on to the next person or whatever. Like, I don't know. It's difficult for me.
Yeah, but that is emotionally draining.
It is. And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, I've been in relationships, like, I was telling you that yesterday, like, I've been in relationships all my 20s. This is the first time these 6 years that, going on 6 years that I've been single without anyone. And I'm cool with that. Like, I'm cool with being alone. I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So that's key.
Yeah, it's the mental peace that I have now. And I'm like, do I really want to mess that up? Like,
I mean, but it's a good thing, because once you learn how to be comfortable in your solitude, when you're in a relationship, you can be in a relationship and you can drop out the relationship. You'll be perfectly fine. I'm in a relationship right now, and we've been together for 5 years, and I love him to death. But I also know that if shit were to go south, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm solid. Like, I'm totally good. But you have to learn that. You have to learn how to love yourself, and you have to learn how to be comfortable in your own skin and how to be comfortable and love being alone.
I love being alone.
Like, but that, I think I love being alone too much. I love being alone way too much.
Yeah, same. I've always been a loner type.
Yeah.
Even as a kid, I was always in my room, withdrawn. Like, there would be people over at the house. I would always be in
my
bedroom.
And that's what I tell people too. I think the reason why my relationship works is because I found somebody that, and this might make sense, it might not make sense. I have somebody that we can be in the same room, but we're alone. But we're alone together.
Yeah. Like, that's what I like.
I'm chilling. I'm doing my own thing, vibing in one room. And he could be chilling in the other room, smoking a cigar, chilling, talking to his boys on a Zoom chat, whatever. And we're just like...
Like, you're together, but like,
we're together,
alone.
But we, you know...
Exactly. We're
alone. But even, like, when we were... Because, you know, Haiti Baby sometimes will crash in my place. And we'll be in my bedroom. I'll be, like, doing something. And she's just, like, either watching TV or, like, on the laptop. Nothing. Like,
and
no.
Me and Lexi
talking.
Can go like an entire hour without speaking to one.
Yeah,
another,
and we're
in the same room.
Yeah,
like that's that what picture. That's what I want. Yeah, like to be able good. To. We're in the same room, but I still feel like that I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
But we're together.
We're respecting each other's
right.
space.
Yeah. And my last relationship, that was the problem, because at some point I'm like, we live with one another. Like, we don't always have to be in the same room with one another. Let's just say. So sometimes I would be like, pick up and like go to the room and leave him in the living room, and he would come to the bedroom and be like, but why did you leave me in the living room? Like, come sit with me over there. And I'm like, no, I'm right now, I just want to be in the bedroom by myself, like, just be here doing something, writing or watching TV or whatever. But he would take that very personal. But that was my way of like being by myself. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, having my little moment of solitude.
Yeah,
but
and I need that.
No, that's a requirement.
Yeah,
I need.
But a lot of people won't respect that, though.
I know, and like, and she brought up a good point. Like, a lot of like relationships, like the other partner will take it personal.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is it me? You don't want to be with me?
Yeah.
No, I literally just need to decompress. Like, I have ADHD. I get overly stimulated. Mm. And, for example, a few years ago, I went on a vacation with a bunch of my friends. It was like a family vacation. They all went. And there was one day they were going to, like, go bowling or something. I'm like, guys, I'm going to stay behind.
Mm.
I just need a day. And, you know, luckily, like, my friends, they knew, they understood. And they knew I just needed a day. Because they also understood, yeah, it's a lot of us.
Yeah.
Totally get it. It's not a personal thing.
But it's kind of hard for other people not to take it personal, though. For
but
whatever
if I'm
reason.
Telling you that, I have no reason to lie. Like, hey, Hugo. Nothing personal. I'm just going to go vibe out over here for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Make yourself at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And I got you.
Yeah.
Respect.
Juice, you said earlier that you enjoy being by yourself like a little too much.
Yeah.
Has that been a problem for you in like your past relationships? Uh-huh. The fact that you want to be by yourself?
Yeah. The fact that I do things on my own, go outside on my own, go travel on my own, all that has been a problem. But I've always done that. Not just, it didn't just miraculously start at the beginning of that relationship. It's always been that.
Give me an example. But you yeah, said I was like gonna it's always say, been a problem.
I guess I'll focus on like my most serious relationship. Even before then, I travel. I go places. And 9 times out of 10, I go places alone.
Okay.
I go out to eat alone, go to different states. I just do things alone. But when I got with that person, even though I had done that prior to them and they knew this, if she felt like after we had got together, that type of stuff should stop.
Why?
She could never really articulate why. I guess she would feel like I didn't want to be around her or I didn't like her or whatever the case may be. Like, I love you to death, but this is right. where I want to go today.
Oh, did you travel with her, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you always wanted to travel by yourself.
No, but I did right. travel alone, too.
Yeah.
Well, I did both. But that was always an issue.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in a relationship where my ex used to travel by himself a lot. He was big into, like, soccer, and he would, like, mm-hmm. go to different states and for the weekend and go see, like, the soccer. Like, follow the team
mm-hmm.
and go to the state and watch the game. And for me, that was, like... Yes.
Everybody should just have their own identity.
Yes, time alone.
Free weekend.
Yeah.
Everybody should be able to have their own identity. Like when I get with you, I'm not in your skin. It's not the me and you show.
But that's a great point because I think we just spoke about this the other day. I think Lexi and I had a conversation. When you're in a relationship, you know, be with someone who allows you to be you. Like you don't need to change or lose your identity or stop being yourself.
Mm.
Like that sucks.
It does.
If I need to change who I am
to be with you,
no.
It's not gonna work.
No, I agree with you. But what if the change is for better?
Who's better?
For the both of us now that we're in a relationship. Because now it's not. What do you mean?
Who determines the better?
Well, you don't feel like you and your partner make each other better when you're in a relationship?
Yeah, well, we make each other better. We can complement each other, but that doesn't mean that I need to change who I am.
That's what I'm saying. Not change who you are, but change like for the better.
But like, give an example.
Let's say, you know, your partner has a bunch of like a lot of goals that they want to accomplish, business ideas, and you push them like to make them better. You're not changing them at their core, but you're trying to change their life by motivating
but
them.
But that's different. That's not changing their identity. Helping them. That's being a partner.
Yeah. But I'm talking about, let's say, you know, I'm a big sports fan and I get with a guy and he's like, you know what? Maybe you should cut back on that.
Break up with him.
No.
That's what I did.
No, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, that's what we mean. But like motivating someone like, listen, they want to go back to school. They want another job. That's different.
Yeah, motivate
they're,
them.
They're bettering
them,
themselves.
You know?
But I'm talking about like, let's say a guy says, oh, those little podcasts, little nonsense you doing here.
Bye.
I don't know how I feel about
you
that.
Out. You got to go. Don't ever call anything little I'm doing.
Like bye. You,
that's
when
so
you
passive
met
aggressive.
Me. Yeah, and that's little, the thing. Like that little, oh, your little show. Well, I don't know what you're doing with that. A guy says that to you. He knew that's who you were. Like, this is what we're building. When you met.
Hating on me just as red.
And all of a sudden he says to you,
what?
Oh, this is how things are going to play out. That's what we're talking about.
I don't do well with people telling me what.
Exactly.
No. At all.
At all.
At all. I'm, only in the bedroom.
I'm not listening to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. In waking life, walking life, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I don't. I have a problem with authority big time. So.
Shit, I know I do. I don't listen to
I think we all do.
I don't listen to nobody.
Yeah.
You know what my problem is? If I know I'm smarter than you, I'm not going to listen to you. Toxic trait.
Yeah, I was going to say that's toxic.
That's pretty much you and everyone you encounter. Mostly everyone you encounter. I love watching Lexi fight.
This is like watching fish swim in a barrel.
We need to go to a Yankee game with Lexi. And when they start picking at her, you just see me sipping on my drink. And I'm like, oh, here we go.
Picking at her? What do you mean picking at her?
You know what it is? It's always that one guy who sees
who
a
start
woman
mansplaining,
who sports
mansplaining
and
the game.
The mansplaining. And I see it on Twitter all the time. I'm like, don't do that.
I'm like, oh, here we go.
I got jerseys older than you. Don't do that.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
You're a tough cookie.
Gotta be.
You're a tough cookie.
But yeah.
That's what they mean. mean. That's what we mean.
What Let's get saying? On to the next topic.
Tough cookie, Doug.
I'm laughing at what Lexi named the topic. Loving the squad.
Oh, my girl.
Loving the squad?
Yeah, we're going to get into it. Get into, did you guys hear the story about, where was she from? Tennessee. Police department?
Oh, I got it right here, honey.
What did you nickname her? Sid?
Sid the Sloth.
Sid, do you guys know who Sid the Sloth is?
Yes, I know who Sid the Sloth is.
What's the name of that movie?
Ice Age.
Ice Age, yeah.
Ice Age. Yeah,
Sid. Yo, you a
kid. Kid.
Sid. Yeah, I could see
So,
it.
The New York Post. God bless. By the way, everyone, do yourselves a favor.
Follow the New York Post.
Follow the New York Post on Instagram and even on Twitter, because these mofos,
we they have been messy. Potting about New York Post stories for a while.
They just outdo themselves every fucking day, and it's great.
It's great, though. It's great. I love their messy
I'm
asses.
Like, this newspaper founded by Alexander Hamilton has turned into complete shit.
And we're here roll for it. We're totally here
we're,
for
we're
it.
We're going to roll with it.
So let's talk about the chipmunk.
So a small Tennessee police station has been rocked by allegations of wild sexual misconduct after a married female officer allegedly had steamy romps with six male officers, including illicit on-duty liaisons.
Steamy romps.
Officer Megan Hall. First of all, I knew this bitch was trouble because of the way she spells her first name, Megan. It's Megan. Why are we trying to make Megan sound fancier than what it is?
How she spell it?
M-A-E-G-A-N.
Oh, yeah. She was a whore.
Yeah.
We love whores on this podcast. She was
a whore. We do love the whores, but you still need to make a paycheck, guys. The rent's too damn high. Officer Megan Hall and her fellow law officers allegedly engaged in wild sexcapades that included sending dirty photos, taking her top off at a Girls Gone Wild hot tub party, and even having oral sex with two officers at the Laverne, Tennessee police station.
Wow.
I don't see nothing wrong with it, man. I don't see anything wrong with it.
So why?
You don't see nothing wrong.
I'm with the freaky shit.
You know what kills me, though? The photo that they use.
For her?
For
her.
That
was a horrible photo. Yeah.
It's a horrible photo. But what caught my eye, again, guys, I have ADHD, is the way she's holding her chicken.
Excuse me?
What? Let's see.
Oh, yes. It's like this. Yeah.
It pointed this way.
That's what she's holding.
How is she holding her chicken?
She's holding it like she don't want it.
Like
it's not, like it doesn't
like
taste
claw,
good.
Like claw.
Like a chicken's claw, yeah. Actually.
So you see nothing wrong.
So
with her fucking some coworkers?
I don't find anything wrong. I mean,
She fucked.
Apparently, at this quote unquote Girls Gone Wild boat party, a lot of these officers have brought like their families and like their kids and stuff. First of all, if you know Megan is going to be there, leave the kids at home.
Thanks. Megan giving it up.
Megan is doing some shit.
I feel like some of those cops probably had arguments with their wives over Megan.
Oh, absolutely.
You know how there's always that one coworker that like your girl won't like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or whatever, because she look a little too friendly.
And that was
we
Megan.
We feel the energy. Yeah, like, I go Megan. To the job to take you some lunch, and then I see her being like overly like, I'm going to be like,
Like, hey, I brought you food.
So wait, I have a question, because I did see that her husband stayed with her. So do we think like that?
Apparently.
Do we think that the like husband is a cuck?
No.
Like, is he in on it?
Rumor has it they're in an open marriage.
Ah.
Open than another dick.
She's definitely in an open marriage.
She was like, open? Say less.
Jada Pinkett is somewhere in the background like,
Yo, Megan in her
hand robe.
Megan opens her locker and the police station is a picture of like Jada.
Jada.
Yo, what did she do wrong?
Apparently, one of her major fuck-ups was fucking on the clock.
Yeah, you can't do
my
that.
My man, if I'm getting robbed and I call the cops and the cops ain't coming because she's giving a blow,
yeah, you
I'm
going to
be
do
mad.
That.
But you won't know that she's giving the
but
blow.
But if the story comes out, I'm going to be like, this bitch was sucking dick.
What is the point of you sleeping with a coworker and not sleeping with them at the job?
That's the thrill.
Excitement.
That's
exactly. The thrill.
Ladies pitch and its affiliates do not condone sexual relations on the clock at work.
I do.
Do not fuck while you are at work because
that's
if you get fired,
we
cannot support you financially.
I'm saying,
fuck on
what's
the, clock,
the
yo.
Point? I'm not saying that's all the time, But occasionally, why would you not?
And you're the law.
On your break, on your lunch break?
I fucked on my lunch break before.
And you're the law.
So my lunch, what I do on my lunch break has is my business. If I want to eat dick on my lunch break, that's
but
my business.
They weren't on their lunch break. They were serving and protecting.
Okay.
Oh, she was serving
them. She was serving it.
She was serving something up. Yeah, she was giving it up. Ain't nothing wrong
with
it.
They were serving
her
that dick.
Yo, get it in, man. Get it in.
I mean, kudos to her.
Both of y'all
police
officers. I mean,
you know, life is too short for mediocre sex, so who
there we go. Lex is like, I'm not down with this.
Life is too short for the bullshit.
That's probably how it started, honestly, at work.
Yeah.
It's, well, clearly they work with one another.
Eight other officers.
Yeah, but they probably started that way, fucking at the station.
Yeah. So her and six of the officers got fired and two got suspended.
Damn.
Pending investigation.
Listen, I know someone.
Hey, man, free them, man.
That pussy's like the Trojan horse. Fuck with a cop.
Free them.
Listen, I know someone that used to fuck with a cop, right? Shout outs to her. And she would go to this. She had a threesome at the station.
Wow.
She had a threesome at the station.
Wow.
The first encounter was the girl just watching them. And the second
multiple
was like,
encounters. Oh, she is the GOAT. Mm-hmm. Get it. She is the shit.
I am so happy to know that my tax money is going to this.
I love it.
Never mind the fact that I barely get tax money back because I am single and childless. But
facts.
It's going.
Shout outs to PD, bro.
Shouts out to the dependent.
We hate it right now.
Shouts out to the dependent. But man, fuck on the clock, man.
Tax season is around the corner.
Damn.
Yeah, no, tax season is upon us.
If you have a child that you would like for me to claim, please DM me. I will break you off a little something.
But they changing changing the tax laws with child income credit, so it may be a little lower this year.
I'm son to son. A win is a win.
I mean, it is a win.
A win is
but
a win.
I'm trying to
get
big
bucks. He love the kids.
Trying to get big bucks.
A little Asian baby.
Aw.
He used to look like a little Asian baby when I was
little Asian baby.
I was small. So.
She really did though.
Yeah. I thought I was Asian for a while.
She barely wore clothes too. She used to like run around looking like Baloo.
My mama should have known.
Mowgli from Jungle Book.
Oh my God.
I never wanted to have a top on.
When you called her that, oh man.
No, seriously. Yeah. My baby pictures, I have no shirt.
Just low pants.
No pants. I will have a shirt, no pants. Pants, no shirt, hair a mess.
Just thugging.
Should have known.
Good times.
Yeah.
That's good time.
She was like the wild thornberries. The little.
Oh, damn.
Lex is so disrespectful.
The one that didn't really talk.
That didn't talk. He was like,
yeah. Yeah, that one. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
Chaos since birth.
I can see it.
Always.
I can see it.
I mean, I was biting people, so I get it.
I remember the stories. I remember that.
She still bites.
Still biter. Still a biter.
Still bites.
Yo.
Why is she looking up at the Lord like,
Lord ain't gonna help you.
You at this big age still biting.
I brought this heifer to my house for the first time. She sees my picture. She's like, oh, you were definitely biting people here.
No, that baby pic that Lex has. You know, I remember one time we posted on the lady's pic, like baby, like side by side, a baby pic of me and a baby pic of her. And my hand was like on my hip. And we were like, who looks like they were a bad kid? I'm mad a lot of people said me because the hand on my hip gave attitude.
You were grown.
Yeah, I was like four. I think you were smaller. I was like four in that pic. Mad people were like, nah, you like you talk back. That hand on the hip.
Yeah,
but you definitely was looking like you was a biter.
Yeah, Lexi, yeah. Lexi.
I was in my prime biting years from 2 to 4.
Mm-hmm. Prime biting years.
Yeah. It was to the point that my mom couldn't like take me to events. We would stay home. It's like Hannibal
Lecter.
Little
muzzle on my ass.
Little muzzle on my ass.
Then we wonder why we're like this now.
Little Hannibal Lecter.
My mama still got the scar. I love you, Ma.
Where did you buy her at?
Here.
Tore up, didn't you?
It was, I drew blood.
Yeah, you little animal. Little Lecter.
Yo, so Megan, they fired her?
Megan was fired. Six officers who were completely involved and admitted to illicit activities with Officer Hall were fired. Two are pending investigation. They were suspended until then.
Man, free them.
Free them.
She ain't do nothing but suck a little dick.
So
on the clock, let's keep
a little bit. She sucked a couple.
A
things.
Little is one.
No, it's not. No, a little subjective to how many you want to put in your little bag. She gave it up. Everybody who she felt attractive, she sucked their dick, man.
She's like, you think it was by referral?
She was giving it out like Oprah, like, you get some.
And, but you think it was by referral? Like, she sucked one off and then he was like,
that's what I was going to say. Like, that was my next question.
I think she had a type.
She doesn't have a type. I was just going to say, looking at the photos of the different men that she touched parts with.
Men in uniform.
Besides that, men in uniform. But she doesn't discriminate. I'm going to pass my phone. You can scroll.
No, but the men in uniform are sexy, though.
You can scroll and see the mans that Miss Megan took down.
Like, I definitely see why she did that.
There's a couple on there.
Oh, yeah. He knocked her shit loose. He tore her little out the frame. I don't know how he got it. I don't know how
it
that
was
went.
A rainy night.
I
want to
know. See, I have questions. I want to know, like, which one was her favorite.
I want to know, like, did they talk amongst each other and say,
that's her favorite?
Did.
Yep. Who you?
Bing Rames. One. Yep. I said the same one. I was like, ooh, that's him.
That's her favorite.
You know, they touch parts more than one.
Baby boy scene when he's making breakfast.
Yeah.
No, she liked that type shit. She old nasty bitch.
Get it, Megan. Get it.
Yo, do your thing,
I want to know
bro.
Who, like, if she had a favorite one. I want to know, like, did the guys tell one another and that's how they
questions.
Found out? Was it her approaching them?
I'm going to find her Instagram.
Like, there's just so many questions that I have as to how all this took place in the same.
You think we could get Megan on here?
I was just going to ask the same thing.
She going to get a phone call. Tennessee?
We call in. Yeah, have a call in.
Tell us what we'll encouraged you to up. Suck federal officers' dicks on the clock.
Now, another question. Do you think, because we could all agree that we think her husband is a cuck?
I think
perhaps.
So. Perhaps.
I'll right?
He was in agreement.
Do you think her husband was like, yo, you know, would be hot, sexy, make me want you more. If you fuck like.
Like he was telling
officer.
Her, prompting her?
Yeah.
Come
officer
home and tell me about it.
Dan from the job. Yeah. Like,
come home and tell me about how many things you did today.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think? That's a thing.
You nasty bitch.
That's definitely a thing. That was one of my first questions, too. I'm like, maybe he's in on it.
He stayed.
Maybe he wasn't there, but there's some men that like to hear the stories. I like to hear stories about a man with other women. About, like, a guy.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is, like, a thing. And here's the thing. Not that I don't like talking about it, but it's, like, I'm private in that sense. Like, why do you want to hear about that? Mm-hmm. If it has nothing to do with you. But apparently that's like a thing. Like a lot of guys are like, yo, tell me what you did with this guy and how was it and all of that. Like reliving it.
Yeah, and I've had like two guys ask me for, oh, you got videos on your phone? Like, do you have anything? Like, I want to see it. And I thought it was like, you know, and then I got into it. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Then I started getting into it and I'm like, oh, do you have videos? Or tell me about an experience with your ex or something, and we'll
give
just exchange. Get this one.
Give it up.
So you're into that?
There's definitely levels of freak. Like, there's freak, then there's nasty, and then there's nasty. Like,
nasty.
So where are you on those three?
I'm like top tier.
So you're the top tier.
Yeah, me and
I gotta
Fred
make sure
like
these bitches don't wind up on an episode of SVU.
Listen, I won't be on there because I always ask for consent.
That's fine.
So
but
I don't
things
do anything
get crazy.
Nah, we'll be fine. Right, Haiti?
We have, you know what? You're right. We have legal representation.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, we're good. Like
they're in control of it.
We'll be fine.
They got this. I have faith in them.
What happens, you know what it is? You get bored and you just start, like, even, like, in relationships, right? Like, you get bored after a certain point. You hit it where it's, like, kind of stagnant. And you're like, what else is there to do?
These heifers.
And you kind of start exploring in your mind things that, you know, you're curious about. And then you're like, hey, I'm here in a gangbang. Like, hey,
there's a jar of.
She got curious and went straight to the gangbang.
There's a jar of peanut butter involved somehow.
Yeah, strawberry jam.
Strawberry jam.
Fluff.
These hoes are on the list of, if anything happens to them, I got to get rid of their phone.
I know it's probably mad disgusting shit. I know.
I'll be like, I'll take that. Thank you.
I have a hidden folder for no reason. Like, no one goes through my phone. That's how you know the trust issues are serious in my head.
But I think
why do I have a hidden folder?
I don't have a hidden folder. I don't care.
I think mine is probably right in the mix of.
That's why I got to take your phone.
Me, selfies, the kids.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But you have kids, so I'm pretty sure your kid at times, they don't touch your phone?
No.
Oh, okay. So.
You are no. I will buy your own phone.
Yeah.
Don't touch my phone.
They probably got their own tablets. You don't need my phone.
Oh, no. Because I always see like my homegirls that have kids. They always keep like. Yeah. Got games on your phone?
Scared if you swipe left one too many times. Can I play games on your phone? Mm-mm. Don't swipe. Don't swipe. Don't swipe.
Yeah.
My 4-year-old nephew, say he's my nephew, I was hanging out with him a couple of weekends ago, and he had like this phone because he loves puzzles. Mm-hmm. He loves playing with puzzles. And I have like a lot of puzzle games. He's really good at them. So he takes the phone. I was like, in the middle of a conversation with someone, I'm like, Papi, how about we download the game on my work phone and you play on my work phone, okay? Here you go. And he's all like, and then his dad is looking at me like, the fuck you got on your phone, bitch? And I'm just like, no.
Mind your business.
Lord, something.
So for this year, for this new year, because we're still in the month of January, Pisces season's coming up, by the way.
Breathing down your necks.
Exactly. I can't wait. I will be home on a tropical island.
We'll be in the motherland.
In Puerto Rico.
Counting down the days.
So, like, what are your, I don't want to say New Year's resolutions, but lack of a better word, New Year's resolutions for this year. What are some of the things you want to accomplish, you want to do? Throw demon, because that brain of yours, you always got something you want to do. So,
I have bomb-ass sex. Make money, make more money, and mama needs a home. I need to move.
Okay.
I could dig
that. I need to move, but yeah.
Juice, what about you? What are some of the things you want to accomplish this year?
I do plan on going somewhere different every month this year. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the biggest thing for me.
That's dope.
A different place a month. I've been, two places this month. Already.
Only in January.
It'll be a third by the time the month is over. But yeah, a different place every month. Do something.
What's a place you want to visit that you've never visited before?
That I've never visited?
Yeah.
I would love to go to Brazil.
Ooh. Yes.
I heard it's nice.
I would love to go to Brazil. Yeah.
One of my good friends, he says Brazil is like one of his top three favorite places.
Yeah. I would love to go.
Brazil and Colombia.
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to retire in Colombia.
He's not even Colombian. Water. I just want to be around some water.
He loves Colombia.
That's it. I've been to most of the party states and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Houston being my favorite place to go. I never not go there. I'm always going to go there. But yeah, some tropical. Take my shirt off.
Okay.
Let them know what time it is.
Flex.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah, shit.
Be the bad bitch you
are. With a cocktail in his hand.
What? Cocktail. Big cocktails, too.
Mimosa.
Yeah, sexy drinks.
Umbrellas.
Umbrellas in it, man. Come on.
Little fruit at the rim.
Come on, man.
All that.
You're being sexy, man. We're showing emotions and being sexy this year. We're doing all those things that women do.
What about you, Lex?
Enjoying myself more. I feel like I hold back a lot and apologizing a lot less because.
You apologize?
I may not say it out loud, but
you say it to yourself in the head.
Yeah.
That shit don't
you
count.
You ain't hear it.
That shit don't fucking count.
No, man.
You didn't hear my thoughts? That's the personal problem.
You're not Professor X. Don't know what to tell you. No, I'm just doing everything. I remember during COVID, I used to always tell Haiti, I was like, yo, as soon as the outside is open, I'm doing everything.
Yeah. We
and every year I make it a point. I'm doing
You have kept that. You've kept up with that.
Yeah.
I've been the opposite. You know that? Before COVID, I was outside more than I am now. Now it's a problem really to get me out to do things. I don't know if it was because of COVID.
Perhaps.
I don't know. You guys will know. Like I was a lot more, like I used to be out all the time.
Yeah.
I was in the bars all the time. I was out doing something all the time. Yeah. And then like now it's like, I don't feel the need to really be outside and
do it
shit.
At your pace. At your pace.
I do want to travel more this year, though. Yeah. Like, right before, all right, so you know that, when did we go to Atlanta? 2020?
Yeah, February 2020.
for that birthday, I really wanted to go to like Thailand, right? I've been wanting to go to Thailand for like a few years now.
I want to go to Thailand.
Yeah, and I've heard that, you know, it's a great country to visit, and it's pretty like inexpensive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully, it'll be on my bucket list for this year if I make it happen, if I'm able to make it happen.
Put it on that list.
Then, you know. Yeah, and the thing with me is that I'll travel alone, too. Like, I've been to Jamaica by myself.
I gotta put an air tag on your ass.
Yeah, like, I just meet people where I go.
But so. I would love to do Thailand.
But, and if no one wants to go, then yeah, I would go by myself.
That's typically how it is. I mean, nobody wanna go or can go.
So I mean, yeah. Another personal thing is I have a really big fear of flying, mm-hmm. particularly flying over water. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be the first time I fly over a body of water since I was like 5.
Oh, it's fine. I'm going to knock you out.
Oh, yeah. Go
giving you all the drugs. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Here's my problem. I will take drugs because when I went to Vegas, I took a pill. But what was I doing? I was fighting my sleep because in my head is like, I got to be awake because if something happens, I got to save everyone on this plane. But
save
I am not
everyone
equipped.
On the plane?
Yo,
Lexi.
This is how my brain works.
Lexi be
this
the first one.
This is how an ADHD brain works.
Even on the drug.
Yes. And I started speedballing on the plane and I was just like.
All right, I'm going to just bring nips on the plane.
And it was to the point that I was with Haji and Haji's like, girl, you need to relax. He got me a drink. Mind you, I had taken like half of an Ambien, and now I'm drinking Jack and Coke. I was on one. By the time I got off that plane, my friends were waiting for me, and they handed me another drink, and I'm like, I am going to die in Vegas because I have no sleep. I have Ambien and whiskey in my system. I'm gonna have more whiskey in my system.
You were tweaking.
It was a. I think you've seen the photos of how the night ended. I was on the hotel room floor because I couldn't find my room.
She couldn't find her room.
In the lobby?
She was on the floor in the lobby. She sent me a picture on the floor in the lobby because she couldn't find her room. She's like, I can't find my room.
I was on the opposite side of the hotel.
I think that we have a problem with finding our room when we're drunk and we're vacationing because the same thing happened in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We were knocking on somebody else's door, being drunk.
Me and my homegirl, shout out to Sadina. Mind you, this bitch was done. She doesn't remember anything that happened after like 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Before that,
I was feeding her mad alcohol though. We went to the Waffle House. A fight broke out in the Waffle House. We had to leave. We couldn't even get our food because they were wilding. So then we were like, yo, let's go get our friend who didn't go with us. It was only the ladies that went. So here's the thing. His dumbass texted his room number, but he sent the lowercase letter. Mm-hmm. So it looked like an L. I mean, an I.
But it was supposed to be an L.
It was supposed to be an L. So we're banging on 2 I, banging, cursing. And she's on the wall like this.
Oh, I don't remember. I know that banging on the door because of afterwards.
Did anybody open the door?
No.
No.
And then we left like a 5-minute voicemail message of us cursing out my friend for not opening the door.
What time was that when we were banging at that door?
It was like three, four in the morning. 3, 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Good times. Mm-hmm.
So then when we wake up and like we're texting my friend, I was like, yo, we were banging on your door. He's like, no, you weren't. I'm like, what's your room number? He's like, I'm in 2L. I'm like, you sent me 2I. He's like, no, that's a lowercase L. How the fuck am I supposed to know that, sir?
Especially when you hired up and drunk.
And then me and my homegirl, Dina, just looking at each other the next morning. Mind you, she locked me out the room because she fell asleep. So I was sleeping on the couch. He comes up with Starbucks for everyone. Like, oh, here you go. And yeah.
Good time.
So then I ask, I'm like, what do you remember? She's like, oh, we went to Magic City. And I was like, okay, do you remember this? She's like, no. I was like, you remember Waffle House? She's like, we went to Waffle House. I'm like, yeah, you're done.
Yo, I don't remember that. That's crazy.
The best times of the time.
But yo, she was such a dirtbag because she's sitting there. She's like,
it was a strip club.
Yeah, she was. No, this was in the Waffle House.
Oh.
There were like people walking by. She's like. I was like, you good? She's like.
Doing dirtbag poses.
I told Lex when we got to the strip club, right? We had a bottle of Ciroc and a bottle of Hennessy.
Yeah.
I'm like, Lex, it was actually my birthday that night.
Yeah.
Lex, you make the drinks. Like, I'm leaving it
on
you.
Worst mistake ever.
Wow. Worst mistake ever. Yeah. Lex was like, I don't even think she put juice.
At some point, did you?
A capful.
Lex puts this much of alcohol in a capful.
Yeah, splash. Yeah.
So that's what happened.
That were prompted the douchebag.
One time she was doing a Zoom recording episode with another podcast.
Barbie.
With Barbie. And I was like, oh, I'm going to make you ladies drinks. I hand them their drinks and they both simultaneously took a sip. And both of them, you could see their soul leaving their body.
I looked at her immediately. I was like.
And Barbie was trying to be professional because she's a Virgo. She's like.
Yeah, because we're like in the middle of the Zoom. And she gets the drink and I take it or whatever. I take a sip and I'm like. Because I knew. I'm like.
Me and me.
No, but then Durag was like, yo, Durag was like, yo, she didn't put any juice in.
He was like, he ain't put nothing. I was like, shh.
That's the best way to make a drink.
Yeah, so
it's an alcoholic.
Guys, don't ever ask Lexi the Savage
to make you a drink.
I'm gonna make the best fucking drink you ever had in your life.
And if you do accept a drink from her, pace yourself. Drink slowly, hydrate yourself, chase it with some water because
take a multivitamin. Stay hydrated.
Take a multivitamin.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated, yeah. Folks. We never thirsty in these streets.
Make sure you're off the next day because you're going to need to recover.
Yikes.
So we've reached the end of the episode. Juice, thank you so much for coming out here to New York.
Problem,
hopefully it won't be your last
time.
Well, this isn't your first time on Ladies Pitch, but this is your
this is great. I'm loving the ambiance. I'm so ho-ho now.
You're so ho-ho now.
You make me so
that fun. Should be your new Twitter name, Soho.
I will. Don't worry about it. It'll be changed momentarily.
Soho ho.
I love Soho. So, it's so beautiful. The aesthetics is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I'll be back. Don't worry about it.
Tell everyone where they can find you, your podcast.
You can find the podcast, the Chilling With Juice podcast, on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at I'm Chilling. Stream the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, anywhere you can find a podcast. And we're on YouTube now, so you'll get to see a lot more of my face now. So
very nice.
You can see my facial expressions when people say stupid stuff to me.
Also, we're going to see a lot of the dry
that teeth. Should definitely be your thing.
Yo, I love that.
You can make a GIF out of that.
You, because you're my Photoshop expert. And
I'm his intern.
You're really good at that, though. You're good at that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You were great at it. Like, when you did the judge thing, it was amazing.
Yeah, I made a judge Joe Brown.
Yeah.
His face.
Yeah, with my face on it. Yeah, because I gotta take my friends to homie court. Yeah. My friends do stupid stuff and we gotta take them to homie court. So I used it every time.
So I photoshopped his face on the judge Joe Brown.
Very nice.
Yeah. I love Joe Brown. He says calling everybody a crackhead.
No, that's Mathis.
Mathis.
Oh yeah. Damn, I think yesterday we were saying that Judge Joe Brown.
I think Judge Joe Brown was the crackhead.
Probably.
Mathis was at some point. That's why he knows.
That's why he knows, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was.
He's like, takes on to no one. He's like, you got a little crack before, right?
Yeah. That's why remember the time he asked the lady? He was like, oh, you smoke crack? She was like, no. And he kept pressing her. He was like, one time. You did it one time. She was like, yeah, one time. He's like, I knew it.
She was like, a few times.
Yeah, he was like, I knew it.
Oh, my God.
Takes a former crackhead to know a crackhead.
Shouts out to the crack. And I learned about New York crackheads. They steal strollers and sell them.
Okay. So we went.
I bought my AirPods off a crackhead.
I heard.
We went out to brunch, right? And, you know, over here in Soho. And they had the strollers parked outside. And, you know, we're standing in line to go in. And I'm telling him, yo, they could never do that in the Bronx. You could never leave your stroller parked outside like that. He's like, really? I'm like, hell no. Crackhead will come and steal it. We sell it.
I'm not hip. I'm not hip to the stroller game.
He's like, who would resell a stroller? I'm like,
that's what I'm saying because they don't. Well, I've never seen this. So I'm not going to say it. I just never seen it.
We grew up during the crack epidemic of the 90s, right?
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, we had our apartment broken into. And 2 days later, the neighborhood crackhead was trying to sell us back our VCR.
Yeah.
That still had the Beetlejuice cassette tape inside.
Yo.
That I fell asleep watching.
Yo.
Yeah. Crackheads have no boundaries.
I like
no cool.
I like a hustler. A hustling.
They will steal your shit and then attempt to
sell it back to you.
Yeah, sell it back to you.
I'll buy it back for the low.
For the low?
Yeah, for the low. Yeah.
Come on.
My uncle whooped
you. You steal my VCR and you sell it to me for $5. I'm digging.
Nah.
It's better than going to go buy another one for however much VCRs were going for back then.
My uncle came downstairs and slapped the shit out of me.
I mean, facts.
Just snuff him and take your VCR
and he took
back.
Your VCR back.
Just snuff him.
He was like, my baby's tape is in there. Give me the fucking VCR.
Snuff him.
Yeah.
Good time. Shout out to all the crackheads, though, man. Real talk.
If you're watching this from a phone that you stole.
No, crackheads need love.
Shout out to this one crackhead from my block who used to ride around on a bike and he used to always have a fridge or like a heavy appliance on his back. and still be able to ride, maneuver the bike.
Super crazy.
Shout out to the ones who used to hold parking spots, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a crackhead.
Shout out to the one from my block that used to ride in an imaginary car. Reminds me of the show Atlanta, too. Funny. The guy.
Yeah, with the invisible car?
Invisible car. Yeah, you would see him. I would look out the window. I'll see him do 136. Like, then he'll speed up, speed walk. And, yeah, imaginary car. But, yeah.
Shots it's never a dull moment in this city, so definitely come back.
Oh, I'm back. For sure.
You got to come on this Walmart side.
Oh, facts. Come on. Thighs out.
Shout out to Lo. She saw a picture of us yesterday. She was pissed.
Love you, Lo.
She was like, yeah, having fun over there in New York City. I hate y'all.
No, big times. And so we're having a great time, Lo. be jealous, Lo. We here, Lo.
All right, guys. So you already know. Again, you can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram, Ladies Pitch, and on Twitter, Pitch718. Thank you again, Juice. Throat Demon.
No, I'm signing out. Y'all already know.
Yeah. See you guys. Lex.
Make good choices.
Don't make good choices. Not even on the Lord's Day. That's
make
not
good choices,
what
guys.
Fuck your co-workers on the clock.
This is your favorite mommy, Haiti motherfucking baby. And we out this bitch. Peace.
Bye.
Mer, 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 mer.